This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Talk radio
countdown. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. As we join the world of the living conversationally inside talk radio, inside news talk radio, that's our job in this hour with Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, she wants me to underscore that, Richie, and Rich McFadden. So the
sounds
charts,
very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. The charts for this past week, according to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, as you can imagine, at the top of the heap, the list is full of violence. Police violence against blacks, the shootings in Dallas, the situation in Nice, France, there's no violence there, right? Pokemon. How many people here?
There is some violence.
I'm very interested in this phenomenon because Pokemon goes back to when all this stuff started, didn't it? Doesn't Pokemon go back like 30, 40 years?
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah.
Pokemon's not that old.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's pretty old.
Is.
It was around when I was a kid.
The 80s.
The little circle with a yellow thing going around gobbling up whatever.
That's Pac-Man.
That's Pac-Man.
Oh,
I thought Pokemon was like a 90s thing. Just wait a second. Stop the presses.
Let's see here.
Well, they both began with a T.
What did you say?
All right, so anyway, what were you saying, Richie?
The franchise was created in 1995, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, Pokemon's the 90s. Pac-Man, it would be 40
years. All right, so then apparently the only credible person here, Rich, is Victoria when it comes to talking about Pokemon.
Yeah, or Rich's children. Yeah. Rich's kids probably play.
Right.
You know,
right.
In my mind, Pokemon was around when I was a kid, but I guess I was in high school. Jeez.
Well, but I was thinking of Pac-Man. You're right. I was all about Pac-Man. So what is there about this thing that has so many people so wrapped up, walking into the street, getting run over, getting killed.
Falling off of a cliff.
Yeah, falling off of a cliff. What in the name of heavens? This is insanity. What is going on? And why is it going on more than anything else?
Well, there's a couple of good things. I'm going to give you the silver lining because we like to find the good stuff.
By the way, this is number 8 this week on our countdown list.
Oh, it should be number 2, I swear. It's like the biggest story ever. But first of all, it's great for Nintendo. Their stock prices have skyrocketed. Double. Now, what it's good for, though, is that this is the first time where kids are actually using devices to get active. This is probably the first time since the Wii came out where video technology was getting kids off their rear ends and
outside.
Up and moving. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you see people hunting all over. So there is that little silver lining. Otherwise, I think when you're in your 20s and 30s and you're like a grown man, this is not helping your chances at finding a wife. Throwing that out there.
Really? I'll tell you, there's an app called and a game called geocaching. Where people hide.
Yeah, that's huge,
too. Yeah, it's huge. Where people hide little trinkets, nothing big, either in plain sight, but you overlook it because you're just not looking for it, or hidden in the middle of the woods, and you have to go really hunting and pecking for it using your GPS-enabled app. And then when you find the little trinket or prize or whatever it is, you sign off on the log saying, hey, I found it, cool, check this one off my mark. And my kids and I will go out in the woods behind our house, and there's 4 or 5 back there, and then the shopping center near our house, and at the pool a few blocks away. And it's a lot of fun. So what they've done is put a game aspect to it. And I could see where people would get excited and have a good time with it. My kids cannot wait to play it, but neither one of them have a phone. So they can't.
Good. That's good. That's progress.
Well, one of them will in another month or so.
One of the weirdest things that I've heard about, because there's all these little like side stories now, the people falling off the cliff, the people ending up in front of your house.
That's just Darwin there at work.
Well, someone found a dead body, right?
Yes, someone found a dead body. The one that is kind of weird is the Holocaust Museum has said they don't want people, this is in Washington, they don't want people coming in because apparently Pokemon was hiding in the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
They had people trying to go through the museum
looking for Pokemon, and you, this is a place where you're supposed to be like reverent, you know?
All over the mall.
Chasing a
monuments.
Squirtle.
At the World War II monument, at the Vietnam, at the wall. They're all over the place. So the National Park Service is saying, please, this is a reflective place, not a place to be searching for Pokemon. Mon.
How sad that we have to tell people that. Just
I know.
All right. So that is a very important conversation this week. Is this a distraction? Is that why this is so big? It's a distraction from all the other things that are going on that are so distressing or distressful, if that's the right
word. Well, also factor in kids are on summer break, so that's another part of it.
Hmm. Well, because is it just kids? It sounds to me like there are a lot of adults playing this.
A lot.
There's a lot of everybody playing this.
A lot of everybody, yeah. But a lot of kids, especially.
Rich, are you playing it?
I have it on my phone. I have not activated it yet, and I'll tell you why. My son downloaded it, and I was like, okay, cool. Let's go do it. But then I heard you have to log in using your Gmail address.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I had heard that in deep, deep, deep down in the agreement on it, that they get access to all of your Google information.
There you go.
Yeah, this is one of our big tech stories this week. That's exactly it. And this is why, as much as a lot of my friends are playing it, I refuse to download it. Because you have to grant full access to your entire Google account.
Of course, we all have a trash account that is like nothing. I don't have any of my real information. I have my Gmail account that I use every single day. And then I have this other one where this is just junk mail. It doesn't have my real name. It doesn't have my real date of birth. It doesn't have my real anything. That is what I use for that. And that's probably what I'll use. But I wanted to research that a little bit more before I jumped into
it. It's a lot of access, I think.
It sure is.
Yep.
Yeah,
a lot of access.
It sure is.
All right, so that's the overview number 8. Let me just go through the list here of stories that are in the top 10. What's going on in Rio in terms of sports and the Major League All-Star Game. In the usual slot where Sports Talk Radio appears, the Pokemon craze, the ruling against the Chinese as to who owns the water around China, that's number 7. Pretty interesting story, actually. Immigration policy, yada, yada, number 6. The new British Prime Minister is number 5. Number 4, the attacks in France. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2 and number 1 has to do with violence here. I mean, how many of the stories, again, 3 or 4 of them, are all about violence around the world? We'll try to, I don't think there's much to add to the conversation of that because most everybody knows all there is to know, but there are some other interesting things going on. We'll touch base. It's 14 past the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how extensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
17 after the hour, I'm Doug with Jen, Victoria, and Rich on the top stories of the week. How many of you think that it's cool that the apparent nominee for vice president of the Republican side was a former radio talk personality on a station in Rushville, Indiana? No relationship to
I think
Rush.
It's pretty cool.
I think it's great that somebody can actually communicate with the public their thoughts and opinions.
Well, that's how he got well known. We're talking about Governor Pence from Indiana, who started a talk program about 20 years ago. He was on 20 or 30 stations around the state, and that's what gave him the visibility to win in Congress. He ran in 2001. He was chairman of the Republican Conference in 2009. He was going to run for the Senate in 2010. But for some reason or other, he just didn't want to run against Evan Bayh, which is probably a smart move on his part. He was a Tea Party person, ran for governor of Indiana, and that's the office he has right now. Would he tie radio and the White House together again? Are we going to go back to the days when we used to be able to go have Radio Rose? When Clinton was in office, we had lots of exposure, lots of connections. They always did the right. I remember going there.
And Trump kind of respects talk radio, too. If he wins, I would be curious to know how much that would be a part of his administration, because he listens to it all the time.
Really? Who's he listen to?
Well, he knows everybody. He, you know, he like listens to Hewitt. He knows Michael Sat. I mean, he knows. He listens to cable news and to talk radio a lot.
Really? Does he listen to this program?
I hope so. Hi, Donald.
Hi, Dr. Trump.
MAGA. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Make America Great Again.
MAGA?
Got its own acronym now.
I've not heard that before. You heard Richie about that before?
I had not heard the acronym.
You just aren't running in the same circles that I am, apparently.
No. If I were doing
you got
too
a
much
t-shirt with that on it?
Have
Jones?
A flat tie.
I have a hat. Actually, I have two hats, a red and a white.
Notice how quiet Victoria has been through this entire conversation.
No, I'm just like, how can I strip that girl?
No.
I'll rip that hat off of her head.
No, actually, the truth is what I'm thinking is all around, because Pride Month was in June, and of course, the American Apparel came up with a new campaign, Make America Gay Again, so that's all I've seen are the red Trump hats, but it says Make America Gay Again. So that's where my brain went.
Did Trump say make America gay again? Or they make
well, you know how Trump wears the red hat that kind of sits on top of his head?
Yeah,
and then it, you know, it looks
awkward.
Kind of like
trucker hat.
Yeah, the trucker hat. Yeah, so they made all the trucker hats for Pride Month.
Really? So Make America Gay Again is the hat. Or the T-shirt.
Well, it was, sort of a commentary on anti-LGBT.
When was America gay before?
Well,
the
it
20s.
Wasn't. The gay 20s. Yeah.
Okay.
Before gay changed from happy to gay.
I remember knowing somebody in college whose name was Gay. And I
have actually a woman I work with. Her name is Gay Jacobs.
As a matter of fact, there was a broadcaster in Boston whose name was Gay.
Well, we all know Gaylord Focker from Meet the Fockers.
That's right.
Gay Focker?
The best name ever, by the way.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me visualize this. Gay Focker. All right.
Poor Mike Pence. We didn't even get to talk about him. But.
Yeah, we said plenty. We said plenty enough about him. 21 after the hour, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio.
The talk radio countdown.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden going through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 11th to the 15th, halfway through, Richie, seventh month of the year.
Oh, my
going,
goodness.
Man, cooking along.
How time flies.
Can I want to, during that break, I was just doing a little research on Pokemon, trying to figure out what it is.
This has got you hooked,
this,
I think.
The rage.
Yeah, you're interested. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that Pokemon stood for Pocket Monsters.
Right.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You did?
I didn't know that, but I know that they're monster. Yeah,
right.
I mean, it makes sense.
Really?
There you go, right. Doug. You enlightened all of us.
Hey, you know what's funny about this, Doug?
What, Richie?
Remember our friend Uri Geller had to sue Nintendo because they based
right.
one of their characters
Pokemon,
on him that could read minds. And
really?
His magic trick or his weapon is that he could give people headaches.
Yeah.
And they called it, they named it something very close to like Geller Mon or something.
And he sued him and got
like
a lot
that.
Of dough out of him.
And he sued him and got a lot of money. So now I wonder if people are stumbling around on Uri's property trying to find Pokemon clues.
He's moved from... He was next-door neighbor to Theresa May, the new prime minister, when he lived in England for the 30-some-odd years. The picture of her, by the way, on his website, urigeller.com, the two of them standing in front of his car, the Cadillac that has 5,000 bent spoons on it. And he says that he brought her over to the car, and she touched Winston Churchill's spoon. And at that moment, he turned to her and said, "You will be prime minister someday."
This
was two years ago. And she said, no, I don't have any aspirations to do that. Hello, look at where...
There you go.
That's pretty amazing.
Ding, 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 ding. So,
that's incredible.
Anyway,
we need to have him touch us and say, "You all will win the lottery someday."
Yeah.
That's right. So, anyway, the physical business of what goes on with Pokemon and how people are so... I think just in general, I use the term prisoner of our own devices. We have become prisoners in our world, or most people have. Somebody made fun of me yesterday. I think it was actually Jack Starkwell. I was visiting in Salt Lake, he and his wife. And I have my flip phone. And Mary looks at the flip phone. She's trying to get me to understand this app for some special vitamin or mineral or supplement or something. And so she says, "Well, you can go onto your smartphone." And so I pulled out my flip phone. And she looked at me and says, "Oh, Doug." But it protects me. I don't have my... I'm not going to worry I got run over because I'm playing Pokemon because I got a flip phone. Here's a text from a police department in New Jersey, Victoria. Advisory. If you're out taking part in the Pokemon Go game, respect residents and business property. Do not trespass. If you're concerned that we are turning into a world of robots chasing our lives on smartphones, how do you get balance? Maybe that's part of the discussion that you should have about this if you are. Mm. I don't want to get overcooked on this, but I really do see this as something that maybe more and more people are playing because they're so distracted or distressed, disturbed yeah. by looking at the headlines every day. Somebody pointed out here earlier on that you have about 10,000 times more likely to get murdered by somebody, or no, it was run over on the streets, right? Wasn't that it? Remember,
I think an accident in your own car.
Yeah, in your own car, then you are yeah. to be affected by terrorism anywhere right. in the world. And that's true. But because the news media, and this ought to be a conversation on some Good Talk Radio programs, so exaggerates CNN down to what kind of a windshield wiper there was on that truck. You know, that kind of yeah. nonsense.
Yeah, the 24-hour news cycle does motivate it a little bit. But the reason that, and again, I hate to keep, you know, bringing this up, but I did a little bit of studying into all of this. And the reason that these attacks, you see more of them now,
yeah
the 24-hour news cycle is there and we hear about it more often. But they're, the caliphate that is ISIS, they're trying to get people motivated to carry out attacks between now and 2020 when they say they declare victory over the world. And so that's why you see more of it going on now than you did, say, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
28 minutes past the hour. In review, the charts for the week from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com.
Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 past the hour. Where are you and what are you thinking at the moment? You can reflect with us here. The members of the Good Day Gang who are here to reflect as we do every week at this time on the charts from Talkers Magazine. As we are talk people, we try to reflect with the sensibility of those who are doing a lot of news talk, although on the program that we do, sometimes we get a little, we're a little astray of some of the issues. However, this is meant to bring us around to focusing on them. When I say we, I'm Doug with Jen, Victoria, and Rich. I thought it was pretty interesting this week, and I stayed away from this purposefully, but it's worth commentary, certainly in this hour, as we focus on the talkers list, the charts of the top 10, what Ms. Ginsburg, should I call her Ms. Justice Ginsburg?
She's Justice.
Ms.
Justice.
Right?
Justice.
She said, "I regret bashing Trump." Is that a wise move on her part? She apologized for the comments she made about Donald Trump last weekend. She said, quote, "My recent remarks in response to press inquiries were ill-advised. I regret having made them. Judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office.
Yeah, totally.
I will be more circumspect," she had told a New York Times reporter. "I can't imagine what this place would be. Imagine what our country would be with Donald Trump as our president."
I mean, they're not supposed to comment, especially, I mean, the Supremes. They're not
surprised, too, that she did say
something.
There
are no rules whether she's supposed to or that. It's just proper decorum for the job.
It's bad form. You shouldn't.
Absolutely.
I was very surprised that she did that.
Mm-hmm. Trump had said, most people have heard this, that she ought to resign.
Because he called her senile as well.
Well, you have to wonder.
I didn't hear that.
How old is that? She's 83. That's extremely bad judgment.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that it also stems from, if you remember during the State of the Union, when the cameras captured her sleeping, and instead of just acknowledging or just letting it die that she was sleeping, she actually told people that she wasn't sober. Wow. And so that made people wonder about
her. You know, she was the closest person on the bench to Scalia. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
She and Scalia were the closest of all the members. And you can't find two people that were more different in terms of their philosophy than the two of them. Sort of reminds me of the relationship Orrin Hatch had with Ted Kennedy. They were both like light years away from each other. But in terms of the Senate, they were best friends. And just wonder sometimes about how much of this is theater, how much of these different juxtapositions. Okay, I'm a liberal Democrat, and I'm for this, and I'm over here on this side, I'm in the opposite, and you don't know what you're talking about because I'm a conservative Republican. Becomes silly.
Yeah, that you can't be friends with someone who doesn't agree with you politically. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. I mean, if that were true, I would have no friends.
Yeah.
I would have absolutely.
And you'd be disowned by your mother.
But they're putting on a public facade.
Yeah.
They just think, oh, if my constituents know that I'm actually friends and I actually like this guy, they're going to throw me out. So I need to pretend like he's the bad boogeyman.
Right. Okay, speaking of the boogeyman, we make China and North Korea and the Russians the boogeyman, but we think that we can protect ourselves because we're the big tough guys. So related to some of the things that are paramount on people's minds this week, you may be interested to know that a report released this week by the Union of Concerned Scientists says the U.S. missile defense system is, quote, simply unable to protect the U.S. public. And in need of oversight. The mismanagement there from the Pentagon, where they've sacrificed quality, this is their statement, by the way, they've shortened cycles, sidestepped acquisitions, have not followed best practices, aren't dealing with technical realities. You know, this thing is supposed to keep us safe from that nut bird in North Korea or, you know, whoever else may be around. But as soon as they're right, what do you think somebody thinks when they read something like this? Is this anti-productive? Should we be airing this sort of thing in public? This laundry?
What can we do about it?
It's you and me? What can we do about it?
Right, right.
Who cares? Richie says, who cares?
North Korea cannot reach us. They may be able to reach Alaska, the very top tip of Alaska, but otherwise they can't get anything out of, I don't know, 800 miles away from them. I'm not worried about missiles. I'm worried about China hacking into the FDIC servers this past week.
That's the real problem.
That's where the real scary thing is. The fact that they can...
You don't think we've hacked into there?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that we would go into theirs. I think that they want to get into our system. No, listen to me. I think that they want to get into our system and devalue our money. Mm-hmm. I think that they want to break into the Treasury or the Mint or Fort Knox and just steal or make everything just disappear, and all of a sudden the dollar is worthless.
It's very Ocean's 11.
Yeah, but everybody's here, oh, missiles. That's so 1950s. Nobody's going to be launching any missiles.
I don't disagree.
It'll be a cyber attack.
It's a cyber attack. They're going to turn off the electrical grid.
Right, and it's about controlling the planet. So who's going to... I mean, that's... People talk about Russia, and they talk about Korea, and they talk about China, and you're right, Rich. It's like most of these people don't want to start a nuclear war. They don't want... Just blow things
up
because we're all going to die,
everybody.
Right? Everybody dies. What do they want? They want to have that as
control.
A threat, but they also want to have control. They want to be the leaders. They want to be the top dogs. And, the hacking and all of the technology, all the threats that come with that, big problem.
But see, China can't take us out completely because they need us. Without us, they're dead.
They got nothing. They have no money. They get their money from us.
Yeah. If we can't buy their goods that their slaves are making for us, they're done.
You just wonder what their thinking is, though, honestly. Why wouldn't they want to...
They just want to turn the tables a little bit financially so that they have the upper hand. That's it.
Okay, this is a countdown extra. I would not normally go down this road because...
These are always great.
Usually a number of things that happen, but there is a lot of repetition this week.
Get ready for left field, everybody.
All right. This is the story of a mother and her boyfriend who got arrested this week after police say they left their three children in a desert. No water. The children were 5, 6, and 7. They were being punished.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Did you hear about this? 104 degrees in San Bernardino. You must have. Jennifer does a local program in Southern California. You talk about this?
I do. I didn't hear this story. No, it's been such a busy news week with politics that I did not hear this story. Right. Wow. Yeah. Where did they dump them? In like Palm Springs or
whatever? They dumped them in 29 Palms.
29 Palms. Wow.
Yep, which is on the other side of San Bernardino. I think out toward, it's beyond Bakersfield.
It's towards Palm Springs,
Palm Springs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So they were punishing them for being bad. So they threw them out of the pickup truck. They didn't, no water, no nourishment, nothing.
For how long?
No shoes. No shoes. They didn't have any shoes on.
What gets into people's minds where they think that that's appropriate? I mean, what did the kids
drugs?
What was? I mean, every parent threatens to leave your kid on the side of the road when you're fighting in the backseat. But you don't do it.
I never did that with my children. I don't remember anybody threatening me either. Wow.
I'm going to stop this car.
Right. That's right. Yeah, come on. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of that stuff. Yeah. My sisters and I would sit in the back seat, and they'd be taking it. I was just sitting there minding my own business. My two sisters would be abusing me.
Twiddling your thumb.
Yeah, right. Awful. Terrible.
Yeah, you never did anything.
Never. In 100,000 million years, my mother would stop the car, and she'd point at us and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Well, anyway. But I never got left out in the desert. I got left in some places, but I never got left out.
I wonder whether it was like Bear Grylls leaving his kids out there. Okay, kids, find your way home.
So who found these kids? Someone driving by?
Yeah, apparently the police found them.
Jeez.
Wow. Reported in. Oy. Let's review now the top stories for the week. The charts for July 11th to the 15th, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. In the sports talk radio world, number 10, Rio and the Olympics, to go or not to go, that is the question. At number 9, the Pokemon craze. Number 8, the legal ramifications where the Hague rules against China in ownership of the lands and the water off the coast of China. Number 7, our immigration policy, how it plays into the presidential sweepstakes. Let's see here. Number 6, the story of the new British Prime Minister, Ms. May. Number 5, the attack in France, in Nice, 2 Americans killed. Number 4, the Clinton email investigation. Presidential race is number 3. The police shootings in Dallas from last week, number 2. And police violence against black people, number 1 this week on the countdown. 43, are we at 43? Almost 42 and change after the hour. A review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week on the radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how extensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2012. That's 888 844-2012. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com. Call 888-444-2012.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
46 past the hour. An overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the minds and mouths of those who are associated with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. The new British Prime Minister seems to be an intriguing sort. How will she? She almost looks like a mom. You know what I mean? That she looks like the picture I'm holding onto is the picture of Uri Geller and her standing in front of his garage. But she seems not the air you got from Margaret Thatcher or you get from Ms. Merkel is one of those I'm in charge looks.
And this lady, fist, right?
Say again?
Like an iron fist.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, determined. This lady just seems like, and I don't mean to make it be sexist, but she looks like...
She has a very normal
look. Yeah, kind of like a mom.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it'll take to straighten things out in that circumstance. All right, we've stayed away from all of the shootings, the slayings, the killings, the violence and that sort of thing. Mostly because I don't know that it goes anywhere. What do we have to say or contribute to this that's different than what last week was, the week before, or the week before that, other than perhaps saying we have the horror of the terrorism and whatever is related to that. I don't call the violence against blacks terrorism. I just call it stupid. And yet we have a lot of that going on. That gets played up in the media. The news media and all these other things. But when you get right down to it, we're appalled by this. But most of us are not affected by it other than letting ourselves be influenced by what's in the news media. Because the chances of you being approached or having a circumstance like this affect you in your life is practically nil. But yet it affects all of us because we pay attention now to what's in print, or what's in audio, or what's in video, and instead of them becoming less, they're becoming more. So, I don't even know what to do with this except not talk about it, because I don't see anything coming from talking about it.
Well, just to realize, it got posted on my Facebook that I will not let 0.00001% of humanity affect the way I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the news media magnifies that 0.00001% of humanity 1,000 times to make you think that it is bigger and worse than it is.
It makes you think that it's running 90% of your life.
Right. It's horrible that these things happen. But it's such a small portion of most people are good. Live your life like that, and don't pay attention to these nut jobs out there.
Yeah, and we have to step back from the emotion and the gas being poured on the fire and start just being empathetic. Instead of judging people based on what they wear, the color of their skin, or the groups that they're with, let's just start having a little empathy. What's this person going through? What's that person going through? I mean, everybody has something.
Tell that to the people that are being accosted by gang members in various cities, not only in our country,
but the thing is, what are those people going through? What are the police going through? If we take a second to start thinking about that before we evaluate opinions, it would be much better.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well spoken. 10 minutes for the hour. The list of items on the charts this week is the week of July 11th to the 15th here on the countdown. Let's go through the list of people who have been on the minds, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, the minds of conversationalists, as Limbaugh says, from coast to coast. Yes, number 10, Theresa May, the new British Prime Minister. Number 9, the two men, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, who were killed by the police in various incidents over the last couple of weeks. Number 8, Mike Pence, who appears to be the vice presidential choice of Donald Trump as he heads into the convention next week. Number 7, Micah Johnson. Number 6, Bill Clinton. Number 5, Loretta Lynch. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is number 4 with her comments about Donald Trump that she took back. Donald Trump himself is number 3, Hillary Clinton's number 2, and President Obama number 1 this week on the list of people as surveyed by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. 53 past the hour now. It's time for us to review in Tech Talk the top 5 technology stories of the week for purposes of grand display. And here to help all of you understand what's going on in the world of technology is Victoria Keelan. We start at number 5. I'll be the big voiced announcer. So let's go with number 5.
That was it.
Number 5. How's that? Is that better? Number 5.
Well, we were talking this whole week about the recently passed Senate bill for GMO food labeling, which a lot of critics, including us, we are not pleased with the outcome. And a lot of people are, a lot of consumers who were really hoping that this would help help you in the grocery store when you're there, help you make these decisions. But it's kind of optional in terms of how much GMO labeling has to be done now.
I got a kick out of some of my farm. I'm looking at some of the blogs. How the big ag people think this is fabulous and it's going to solve all the problems, which is just a load of the stuff that comes out of the back end of my cows. Anyway,
right, but the big ag people are happy because they don't really need to disclose.
They don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, of course, they're the ones who really won here, and this was supposed to be about the consumer, from my understanding, that originally this was supposed to be about arming the consumer with information. So that did not happen, unfortunately. But there are, we were talking this week about some great apps that you can use to help you make better decisions for your family if you want to avoid GMOs in your food chain. Bicot is a great app that if you want to support companies that you believe have ethical practices, Bicot is a free app that traces the food items back all through the production chain. So you can actually be informed on every step of the way. True Food is another great real-time guide to shopping non-GMO. You get it's also a free app. You get news and updates. about GMO products and how to avoid them. And Shop No GMO is also a free app. It has 23 different food categories and also helps you avoid GMOs when you're dining out in chain restaurants.
Number four.
That was very good, Doug. I like that. Okay. Netflix was in the news this week. There's a new federal appeals court ruling this month that issued a ruling basically saying that password sharing is a federal crime under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. This is really not about Netflix or HBO Go or sharing passwords on other music services or streaming services. This is really about sharing passwords if you're a company employee. But technically, this does apply to Netflix and other streaming services. So a lot of consumers are a little bit nervous to see what's going to happen next. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings this week said, "We love people sharing Netflix, whether they're two people on a couch or 10 people on a couch." And he said it's a positive thing, not a negative thing. So
number,
if you have Netflix, you're good.
Number three.
Beware free charging stations. This is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. If you're at the airport and your phone is dying, your flight's delayed, you see one of those free charging stations right by the gate, you run over, you plug your phone in, and you think all is well. Well, apparently these are a serious security breach, and once you plug your device in, the people behind these charging stations can access everything on your phone. So this is a big no-no, and the best thing to do is just buy for $20, buy a portable charging unit and an external battery for your phone and keep your data safe.
Number two.
Pokemon Go. This is the story that we cannot get away from this week. Mm. Pokemon Go, the game that is literally making people walk into traffic, and they're finding dead bodies. I mean, people are just going nuts over Pokemon Go. Well, it turns out Pokemon Go needs full access to your Google account in order to operate on your phone. And this is also a security threat. Google is now trying to address the problem, and they're trying to limit the full access down to basic access of your information. But basically what this means is Pokemon Go, the creators, the makers, and the people who maintain the game, they can also take all of your Google account info. Mm-hmm. So this is another scary thing.
All right, that leads us to number one, which is tied to this directly.
Yes, Pokemon Go is it's not just a security threat. It's a physical harm threat now. Police in Missouri are still looking for, they believe there are four men between the ages of 16 and 18 that are connected to eight robberies by luring people into isolated areas on the Pokemon Go game, and people end up finding themselves getting mugged and robbed. So physical threat and an internet threat.
All right.
Ignore Pokemon Go.
Pokemon,
that's my message.
Pokemon's a big story on the surface of the talk radio review for this week, and certainly in technology they go hand in hand. And there's a review of the top five items this week in technology for your listening and dancing pleasure at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.